But if you go through the books of hadith, you're going to find many, many du'a and many, many ayat that the Prophet ﷺ used to recite before he would go to bed. And one that I want to really set home, because I think it's extremely important and it protects an individual while they sleep, is that before the Prophet ﷺ used to go to bed, every single night he used to recite Surah Ikhlas. So he would lie down, he would hold his hands together, and then he would recite three surahs. Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, and Surah An-Nas. These three surahs. Now he would recite those three surahs, then he would blow on his hands, and then he would wipe every part of his body that he could touch. Then again he would raise his hands, recite those three surahs, blow on his hands, and wipe every single part of the body that he could touch, and then he would do that a third time. This is something that every individual in this room should do. This number one brings in again the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our sleep and makes our sleep purposeful. We're not sleeping because we're animals who desire to sleep. We're sleeping because we're human beings who desire to take the night as rest in order to derive energy to worship Allah the next day. That's the intention when we go to sleep. So for us, these simple du'as are very, 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 very important. And we should teach not only ourselves, but our children as well. If you have small children in the home, sit with them in bed right before they're about to go to sleep and recite these du'as in their hands and teach them to blow and wipe themselves, because a child is like a piece of hot iron. You know, when iron is hot, they can shape it into a car. When if you go to these different factories where they take iron and they mold it, they heat it up, then it becomes pliable. And when it's malleable and pliable, then they shape it into something, and then they let it cool down, and then it becomes very firm and sturdy in that shape. Children are the same way. Children are little pieces of iron. Right now they're hot when they're young. You can mold them the way you want. But once they get older, then it's very hard to mold them, then they're firm in their way. They're set in their way. So when we raise our children, we need to teach them these very, very simple points, because it will provide them with a tremendous amount of benefit for the rest of their life. And obviously it provides us with benefit, because if we train our children this way, on the Day of Judgment, we'll receive part of the reward. It's just one more way by which we protect ourselves on that day. So anyway, this is the second point of sleep, which is that you have to bring barakah into sleep. So point number one was to minimize one's sleep by not overfeeding the body, not overemphasizing one's body, but developing the soul. And point number two was that when we do sleep, to bring barakah into that sleep, so that perhaps 4 hours of sleep for you would be like 8 hours of sleep for someone else. That would allow you to be very rested after a minimal amount of sleep. Now the third point of sleep is to recognize that your time before you go to bed is a time to realize and reflect on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I'll tell you, life is busy. I don't even have to tell you, everybody knows it. Life is very busy. You're constantly running, you're constantly doing things, you have lists of things, you have expectations from people, you have demands, you've got to get the kids in bed, you've got to get the groceries, you've got to get the house settled. It's a very busy life. There are very few times in life that you can say, this is really my time. One of those times is before you go to bed. When an individual lies down, they get a very special few moments that really is their own time. And in that few moments, they get a chance to reflect on their day, and they get a chance to reflect on who am I, where am I going, what am I doing with my life, am I ready to face my Lord? This is a very, very important time to reflect. Now, subhanAllah, you find this even in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But look at the reflection of the Prophet ﷺ, and look at the beautiful interaction that he used to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of bed. So when he would lie down to go to bed, the Prophet ﷺ would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana. All praises to he who fed us. So now he's sitting and thinking that I ate throughout the day. SubhanAllah, this was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was able to eat food. So alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana. So all praises to he who fed us. Wasaqana. And he provided us with drink. He quenched our thirst. So this is a great blessing as well, that we've been drinking throughout the whole day. We didn't dehydrate. So that's the second blessing. The third blessing, wakafana. And he took care of us, right? He provided for us. وَآوَانَا, and he sheltered us. And then that was the end of the dua that the Prophet ﷺ would make. Now think about this. He's sitting and reflecting on the incredible blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for him. And this is exactly what we need to do before we need to go to bed. We don't need to go to bed thinking, I'm just sick of my kids, they're eating my head alive, I don't know what I'm going to do, this is just getting crazy. Or, you know, fighting with one another, or arguing with people, or watching TV and falling asleep while we're watching TV. These things are not beneficial. What we need to do is say, this is time to go to bed. You put everybody else to sleep, everybody's tucked in, everything is done, now it's your time. So you sit down and you lie down and you say, SubhanAllah, Allah, you fed me. I didn't even deserve to eat one bite. You provided me with so much food. Allah, you gave me to drink. Who was I that my tongue gets so wasted in so much garbage, yet you continue to water it? And ya Allah, you gave me shelter. SubhanAllah, this is just your incredible blessing. So this is the beautiful interaction that the Prophet ﷺ used to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of sleep. Now what's the benefit of that? Number one, it provides you with a means of thanking Allah, and it ties in your sleep with Allah. And number two is that it only increases you. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, that if you thank me, I will increase you. Now by being thankful for the food, you only get more food. By being thankful for the drink, you're only going to get more drink. By being thankful for your home, you're only going to get more home. So what does that mean? It means that in this life, Allah will continue to increase you. And on the day of judgment, inshallah, when there is no food, when there is no drink, and when there is no shelter, inshallah, He'll provide for you. So for us, very, very important. But then look at the Prophet ﷺ continuing. In the same dua, وَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَافِ لَهُ, and how many are there that they have no provider for them? وَلَا مَأْوِي لَهُ, and there is no one who provides shelter for them. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins to explain that in the end, Ya Allah, you are the one that provides, and you alone are the one that provide for us, and you are the one that shelters, and you are alone the one that shelters. And how many people are there that don't have food and don't have shelter? So this is your blessing upon blessing upon blessing. That's the beauty of the interaction before one goes to bed. See, these are the few moments in life that you get to yourself. So take a moment and thank Allah. Now I'll tell you that the beautiful example of this is, and this happens in our life as well, if you have a small child and you take care of that child, right? You clothe the child, you feed the child, you brush the child's teeth before they go to bed, you read them a story. Right before you go to bed, they grab you and they hug you and they say, I love you. Right? So this is basically us grabbing Allah, hugging Allah and saying, Ya Allah, we love you. You gave us the food, you gave us shelter, you gave us a home. Ya Allah, thank you. So very, very beautiful interaction that occurs between a human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right at the time of sleep. So this is point number three. And that is that right before you go to bed, this is a beautiful time to reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reconnect with Him. Fine, you spent the day running here and running there, but it's a beautiful opportunity to take advantage of a chance to reconnect. Point number four. Point number four is that sleep is an incredible opportunity to remember death. Sleep is an incredible opportunity to remember death. Now it comes in hadith that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sleep, and this is narrated from Bara ibn Azib, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lie down, وَدَأَ كَفَّهُ الْيُمْنَ تَحْتَ خِذِّهِ الْأَيْمَنِ, that he would take his right hand and put it underneath his right cheek. And then he would lie down on his right side. So this was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would lie on his right side, he would take his right hand, put it under his right cheek, and then he would lie down. وَقَالْ, and then he would say, رَبِّ قِنِي, O my Lord, save me, أَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تُبْعَثُ عِبَادَكَ, save me from that day that you will raise your servants. So what's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reflecting on here? He's reflecting on the fact that while he's about to go to bed, and that sleeping is like death, that there will come a day when he will permanently go to bed. Or we will permanently go to bed in our case. The Prophet ﷺ is still alive in his grave. There will come a day, we're being taught, when we will permanently go to bed. And when we permanently go to bed, then the only waking up will be on the day of judgment. And so basically what we're being reminded of is that sleep is a sister of death. And in fact, it comes in hadith that sleep is a sister of death. Now what happens? When an individual goes to sleep, the soul is pulled away from the body. What happens when we go to sleep is that the soul is actually pulled away from the body, and the body lays there like it's dead. Now it's not absolutely dead, because the soul has the opportunity to return. But actually, while the person is sleeping, there is a mimic of death going on. Then what happens is the body just rests. Now, if you think about it, when you're asleep, nobody knows who you are or who you're not. The world keeps going. Newspapers are published in other parts of the world. Everything, the news is still continuing. Everything goes on. But you're gone. Then nobody even recognizes you're gone for that period of time. Then you wake up and all of a sudden reality hits you and you're back alive. Right?